Welcome to The Good Goddess Show, a weekly podcast for women who are fed up, are feeling bloated and tired. I'm your host, Kezia Hall, holistic nutritionist and all-around health geek. Let's dive in to the show. Of the Gut Goddess Show, and today the title on what we're looking at is how can we protect ourselves during this time. So I am doing a bit of a, you know, coronavirus special. I'm only planning on doing one episode focused on the coronavirus because I actually think in future episodes it might be really nice to have stuff that's not talking about the coronavirus, don't you think? I would find that personally refreshing. But as things are ramping up here in the UK, as I feel a lot of panic going on around me, I'm a bit of a feeler, so I feel a lot of things happening as things are starting to go up another level, schools closing, people working from home, nurseries closing, you know, and we're starting to see the big ripple effect that could that will take place over the next couple of months. I thought it was really important to talk about the things that we can do and how can we protect ourselves during this time in the fullest sense of the word. So today I'm going to be talking, yeah, a bit about our immune system and some habits and things that we can do to really reinforce our body's own natural defense mechanisms, for sure, but also how we can protect ourselves mentally, socially, spiritually, you know, because there's a big ripple effect really of what is happening that goes much further than just our immune system. It's going to impact a lot of our lives. So how can we protect ourselves on a day-to-day basis so that you can come out of this period of time actually maybe feeling, you know, refreshed and stronger, you know, and feeling more empowered and feeling positive as opposed to just getting caught up in the general panic and hysteria and unknown and mystery and potential threat that we is being communicated to us. So that's what we're going to talk about today. So I'm hoping this episode will leave you feeling like a breath of fresh air around all this coronavirus chat. And in future episodes, I'll be continuing to look at lots of other stuff going on. In my own life, I am about to run a SIBO test. So I'm sure I'll tell you about the results of that. And I want to talk about our cycle and cycle syncing and making your periods your superpower. So there's lots of great stuff coming for you. That's not to do with the coronavirus, but today I'm going to explain a little bit more about it. So, before we get started, a couple of things. First of all, make sure you get emails from me. In April, I am planning another one of my 5-day challenges. I'm still putting some details together and finalizing some things, in terms of what it's going to be, but do make sure you're on my list. It's going to be really awesome. And obviously I didn't plan it this way or know this is going to happen, but perfect timing. If we're all kind of self-quarantined, let's take this opportunity to work on our health, and there'll be a free 5-day challenge. So that's a coming soon announcement. Another announcement is I have got one space for a new client. So if everything that's going on in the world has just kind of sparked off now is my time to sort out my health. And in terms of general terms, maybe it's IBS, maybe you've got an autoimmune condition or bowel disease, and everything that's happening right now in the world is just that reminder of, you know what, now is the perfect time. Now is the time to work on my health. Then I'd love to work with you. You can just head over to keziahall.com and click the work with me page. I work with people virtually, so thankfully my practice can carry on as normal because thankfully gyms don't get communicated over the internet. So that is available to you. You just go to Work With Me page and book in a call and we can just chat about it more. I work with people over a 3-month program. So there is that level of commitment because that's how people see the best results. So I'd love to chat with you about that. Otherwise, other things in life? Yeah, I mean, there's not all that much happening. I was meant to be going on holiday. Obviously that got canceled, understandably so. And everyone's complaining about all the food that, you know, is being bulk bought. But because I eat such weird things, guys, I'm having no problem. No one's bulk buying the organic broccoli or the quinoa. They're just not. So I feel like I'm going to be fine if the apocalypse hits. But anyway, before I digress, let's get on with today's show. So how can you protect yourself during this time? So I know many people listen to this from different countries, but here in the UK, and as we know, across the world, globally, there is the coronavirus happening, and every country is having different responses to that in order to limit the spread of that particular virus. So here in the UK, in the last 2 weeks, things have escalated relatively quickly. It looks like schools will be closing. People are being told to work from home. So my husband, he's not going into town to the big offices. They're all working from home now. There's, you know, been lots of policy and things brought out and procedures brought out to kind of limit the spread. Flights have been cancelled. Unnecessary operations have been unimmediate operations have been cancelled. The healthcare system is under a lot of pressure. There's a lot going on. So I want to talk today about how we can protect ourselves in the fullest sense of the word during this time. And the reason I want to look at this, not just from an immune perspective, although that is important, I also am aware of how I can look ahead at this time and the ripple effects of everything that is happening right now and the ripple effects that's going to have on people's livelihoods, on their business, on their mental health and well-being, on the fear around gyms, on people's social aspect, a lot more social isolation. If someone was already isolated, they're going to feel even more isolated. There are things around mental health. You know, if you're very particular about gyms and already feel afraid there, this outbreak is not going to help. You know, I can see the ripple effects beyond the act contracting the actual virus itself. So a lot of what I'm talking about here, I'm not talking about what I'm going to be discussing in this episode isn't for someone, obviously, who contracts the virus and is quite sick with that. That is not what this episode is about. This is kind of for the rest of us that are in the society watching this happen, who are relatively low risk, and I am low risk. If you are not an elderly person or an immunocompromised person, you're relatively low risk. And so what can we do to protect ourselves and help the general society during this time? And remember, with this, the founding principle that I really believe in is that as we look after ourselves first, we look after the world around us. So as you look after and protect yourselves and create your own healthy boundaries and own environment, then actually you're going to help this bigger kind of community and society shift. So I really encourage you, think about, okay, how am I going to protect myself during this time? And I'm going to share with you 3 or 4 things. And I'm guessing one of those 3 or 4 areas are things that you're like, actually, I really need to protect myself. So it might be that you really need to ramp up some immune supporting stuff. I always think we should always be supporting our immune system. I am not doing anything different right now from what I would normally do when it comes to supporting my immune system. I always take vitamin C. I always have principles that support my immune system. So I'm not, to be honest, doing anything differently to what I would normally do, but I'm going to be sharing with you some things that we know can help support that. Or maybe what I'm going to talk about mindset and thoughts and boundaries, maybe that will really resonate with you and you'll know you'll need to work on that. But it's really important that you protect yourself, not just with hand sanitizer and hand washing, although also great options and we should be doing that, but in the bigger holistic sense of the word, because that's how I work, guys. I'm a holistic nutritionist. I don't just look at food. I don't just look at the immune system in a very isolated fashion. We need to look at the whole picture. How is this time going to affect you mentally, affect your community, affect your thoughts, affect your sense of well-being, affect your nervous system, affect your digestion? How is it affecting everything? And therefore, what can you do to protect yourself so that in a couple of months' time, when the peak of this is blown over, actually you come out of this maybe stronger and more resilient and feeling good, okay? So the first thing, how can you protect yourself, is your thoughts. So I've been waking up the last couple of days just feeling all the feelings. And I am one of these people that feels a lot of things. So I personally, I'm not panicked about this at all. I'm in a really privileged position. I already work from home. My husband can work from home. Neither of our livelihoods are in jeopardy. None of us, no one close to me, no one in our family is severely sick. I'm in a very privileged position, but I've been waking up feeling very anxious, panicked, scared, unsure, all these things, because I am almost picking up on all the stuff that's happening around me in my community, in the news, in the world. It's actually why, to be honest, guys, I don't listen to the news. I don't actually genuinely pay attention at all to that, because it makes me, it's like I read the news and then I carry it with me all day if I'm not careful. And that's not healthy for me. So how to protect yourself. What is going on with you, with your thoughts, with your mindset? Is there an element? Are you picking up on all this panic and feeling a bit panicked? Because the thing with panic is that it's really contagious. Like the other day, I was like, oh, maybe I should bulk buy some rice, because maybe we're going to run out of rice. Other people are bulk buying rice, so I should bulk buy rice. It's this contagious thing. I don't think I need to bulk buy rice, but because other people have bulk bought rice and they maybe thought it was, then maybe I should. And do you see how this element of fear can be very contagious, and it's not necessarily something that you choose. So I really encourage you, what's going on with your head? What are the thoughts that you're having? And be really intentional about how you're thinking about this time. Are you agreeing with the general message that's being communicated of fear and hysteria, and we're all doomed and it's all terrible, which there is some of that going on. Yes, some information is being shared that's just very practical. You know, it's just government health policies. That's fine. Just get on and do it. But other aspects in the media, there's a lot of kind of clickbait going on of another person dead and will this be the end of us? And just a lot of unhelpful communication happening. So how is that affecting your thoughts and your mind and what's going on? Are you expecting everything to be awful? Is there a rise in your anxiety? How are you feeling? Have you kind of cottoned on to this kind of hysteria and bulk buying? What are some of the thoughts that you have? And by the way, there's nothing wrong with bulk buying. I actually bulk buy my toilet roll every 6 months with who gives a crap. So I actually always bulk buy things because I'm terrible at remembering stuff on my shopping list. But it's more about the thoughts and what's going on with you. So that's the first thing. How are you protecting your mind from all of this? Because that unhelpful media isn't going to go away. You know, are you religiously watching the news and looking for updates every half an hour? That might be a habit that's not that helpful. Maybe you just check the news once in the morning and once in the evening. Do you really need to check up on it every hour, get the latest death toll, get the, you know, not because we shouldn't be informed, but is it helpful for your mental health and for how you feel? Or is it contributing to anxiety, fear, and stress? The best thing that we can do individually is make really empowered and helpful choices that support hygiene and our immune systems, but that also that we lower our fear and stress around this. People don't behave their best when they are fearful and stressful. So if everyone is stressed out, they're not, there's going to be some unhelpful consequences to that. So you manage you. What do you need at the moment to feel peaceful? What do you need at the moment to feel calm? And what do you need at the moment to feel that healthy boundary between you and everything that's going on in the world? I'm not saying you switch off. I'm not saying you disengage. But there does need to be a healthy boundary. And if you're just constantly watching the news, constantly getting updates and notifications on your phone, constantly thinking about the next thing you should bulk buy, or getting scared because you've run out of hand sanitizer, actually take a breath and just think, okay, what do I need to feel peaceful right now? Because I do believe that there is some good that can come out of this, the whole silver lining. I know for some people, this period of time will be devastating. But I do think things are working for our good, even if we can't see them, even if it's really difficult. There is always an element, always, you know, even if 99% of this is horrendous, I do always think there's going to be a percentage, 1%, that is going to be good. And I know I don't know your circumstance. I don't know what's happening. And I am sitting here, it's easy for me to sit here. I already work from home. You know, a lot of our stuff is set up for this, but I would encourage you to just think about, what do I need to feel peaceful right now? And the practical, you know, I'm a fan of practical tips, practical Annie, you know, I like practical stuff. So now is the perfect time. If you're feeling, oh, you know what, Kezia, I do feel a bit panicked, I do feel a bit scared. I don't know what it's going to mean for my job, for my kids, or how am I going to have my kids home for 3 months? Oh my gosh, there's no childcare. What am I going to do? Or maybe you have elderly relatives or people at risk around you who you feel scared for, understandably, all of these kinds of things. Maybe you love pasta and you can't find pasta anywhere in the country. You know, all of these things could be going on. So this would be a great time to take all of those feelings and thoughts and begin a meditation practice. Meditation is free. You can do it for 5-10 minutes. I use an Insight timer. There's also Headspace, there's Calm, there's free meditations on YouTube. This is a free resource that literally requires your time. And for many of you, if you're now working from home, you won't be commuting, you won't be driving for half an hour. So maybe you could take that half an hour to learn to meditate and take control of what is going on in your brain instead of just letting your mind run wild in the very primal survival way that it's programmed. So just to clarify, your brain is more easily inclined to panic, survival, survive, the survival of the species. That's on a really primal level. That's kind of what your cells are prepared for. So we need to balance that out with things like meditation and mindfulness in order to give our bodies a signal that we're safe and that it's okay, and that in this moment, it's okay. So the great thing about meditation is you're not making any predictions about the future, but what you're saying is when you have a 5-minute meditation, you're saying in this very moment, it's okay, and I'm safe. Yeah, we can't predict the future. We don't know what's going to happen, but in this moment, I'm safe, and it's so helpful for the body. Meditation supports your immune system. It supports your mental health. If you do not have a meditation practice, now is the time to start one. It's free. It costs you nothing and it will only benefit you. I was chatting with a client last night and she, when I first started working with her, I mentioned meditation and she admitted to me, she was like, I was the eye rolling person of, oh gosh, you know, whatever. There's no way I'm meditating. Well, turns out she was like, I'll give it a try. Give this a bash. Very skeptical. Thought it would be a bit of a waste of time. Now is a mass, like literally a month later, is meditating twice a day and absolutely loves it. She just downloaded the Headspace app. I think you do have to pay for that one. So there's other free things out there if you don't want to pay. And she is loving it. So I encourage you, if you feel like your mind is a monkey mind, if you're feeling scared, fearful, anxious, take time to meditate. A couple of points. Meditation is hard. So it sounds nice and easy. Oh, I'm just going to sit for 10 minutes. So relaxing, so lovely. It's really hard if your brain is in that survival, threatened fear mode, because what you're doing in meditation is basically changing gear so that your body is in a parasympathetic nervous state, meaning it feels safe. And that change of gear can feel really difficult. So stick at it. Don't think meditation is meant to be easy just because you're sitting and breathing. It can actually be really difficult for your mind. And that is all the more reason to do it. I found meditation so difficult because my mind just could not focus on the present moment. It was bouncing around boop, 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 all the time. So it took me a while, but now that I do meditation, I love it and feel the benefit of it. So be aware of your thoughts. How are you protecting your thoughts? What do you need to feel peace? What do you need to feel calm? And if you are looking for a practical tool, meditation. Now is a great time to start meditating. Really is. If all the world meditated a little bit more, I think that would really help this whole process. I really do. I'm not saying it's the cure, you know, that is not what I'm saying, but it is helpful. Okay. So that's the first thing in terms of how you're protecting yourself, your thoughts, because remember your thoughts drive your biochemistry. They drive your body. They are going to dictate how well you digest, how much cortisol and adrenaline you have going on in your body. And they have that indirect impact on our immune system. So it's worth managing them. This isn't just to feel nice. This has a biochemical reality in your body. Okay. Number two, how are you protecting yourself is habits. Daily habits and routines. So I know for many of you, your daily habits and routine might be feel like they're being totally screwed with if schools go off, if you have to start working from home, if nursery's closed. I know for me, if the nursery I send my son to closes, then my daily routine will look really different. I won't have that childcare in place, but I'll still have a business to run. So there's a lot of shift and flux here. So I want to just communicate a couple of really helpful daily habits and routines to really focus on as everything is maybe in flux and maybe things are changing. So in terms of certain habits, I'm going to say this one, even though it's super obvious, make sure you're hydrated and drinking water. Just put it out there. I'm not going to spend ages on it. But one of the ways that you detoxify in the body, meaning getting rid of toxins, is through your pee, through your sweat, through your breath. Those are all water-based things. You are primarily water. Make sure you're drinking enough water. Don't just guzzle caffeinated tea all day or coffee all day. That is not going to support your immune system or your mind, to be honest. That much caffeine, if you're already feeling panicked, is not going to help the system or the process. So make sure you stay hydrated, number one. Number two, sleep. Sleep is really, really important when it comes to, supporting our immune system, but also our mental health and well-being. So as maybe your routine fluxes and changes, do still prioritize sleep. I know for me, if my son is coming home from nursery, if that happens, then I'll probably either need to work more evenings or some more weekends or something along those lines, but I'll still need to prioritize my sleep. So with that in mind, knowing I might need to work more evenings, and when I work more evenings with clients, I expose myself to a lot more blue light. I bought some more blue light filter glasses last night because my son broke my other ones. So I'm kind of just preparing. Okay, I'm going to prioritize my sleep. My routine might be changing. I might need to work more in the evening when my son's in bed. Okay, what can I do to look after my sleep? Let's make sure I've got some blue light filter glasses. I'll link to the ones that I bought in the show notes, but they can get lots of different ones. I invested in some more expensive ones because I had some birthday money. And for me, I really know that filtering blue light impacts my sleep. So certain habits and routines, staying hydrated, your sleep, your new meditation practice, if you choose to start that, which I highly encourage you to do, those are great habits and daily routines to really ground yourself in. So do make sure that you keep protecting yourself with as good sleep as you can manage through good hydration, not too much caffeine. That's not going to help with any kind of level of anxiety. And through that kind of, hopefully, that new daily meditation practice. Okay, so that's the second thing in terms of how to protect yourself. The third thing is immune boosting foods. So what you eat, everything that you eat is like a message to the body. It's like a little bit of data, a little bit of information that goes into your body and it has a certain result and consequence. So with the food that you eat right now, and not just because of the coronavirus, I would argue all the time. These are things I do and I'm mindful of all the time, is you want to be eating foods that really help support your immune system and they don't add any further burden onto your immune system. So foods that can maybe add a bit more of a burden to your immunity would be things like sugar. So in general, now is not the time where we want to be comfort eating on bourbon biscuits and ice cream because we're so panicked or scared about our businesses or about our finances or those kinds of things. We want to be really mindful of our sugar intake. Sugar is not helpful for your immune system. There's different schools of thoughts to why. Some people think it depletes the vitamin C from the body. Other people have different theories of how it can directly impact your immunity. But it, from what I can read, it does. And anecdotally, I really feel it. If I, for some reason, go out for dinner and I'm like, oh, I'm going to order a nice cheesecake and I just enjoy a nice meal and have more sugar than I would ever normally have, I often will wake up the next stay with a cold. Like I really feel it personally, that direct input. Too much sugar, I'll get a bit sniffly. So sugar right now is not going to help your immune system. And if you know vulnerable people around you, you can tell them this. You know, don't make cookies for your granny. Maybe make some homemade chicken soup or cookies with lower sugar in, or natural sugars, or some dates, or something that's a lower sugar thing. So this is something you can do for yourself, for your family, but also if you're supporting someone around you, maybe not the time to just be giving them loads of ice cream if you're worried about their immune system. Really think about adding in some more of these immune boosting foods. And so your immune boosting foods would be things like vegetables, all the colors, all the types. You don't just want to be eating like sweet potato all the time. You want green things, purple things, red things, beige things. You want the whole rainbow of nutrients. The color of each vegetable gives you different things. So vegetables are amazing immune boosting foods, and specifically things like beetroot, ginger, green leafy veg. Garlic is one of my favorite when it comes to a natural antiviral and antimicrobial. Garlic. If you're thinking, right, Kezia, I'm really worried about this. I do want to protect my immune system. My best tip for you would be eat tons of garlic. And a great thing that you can do, this is like a free supplementation or a very cheap supplementation, is buy garlic, crush a raw clove, chop it up into tiny amounts, tiny little pill size pieces, and swallow them like you would do a supplement before a meal. So before breakfast, chop up a small piece of garlic into maybe aiming for a quarter of a clove to begin with in small pill-like sizes. Put it in your mouth, down it like a pill, swallow it whole with some water, and then eat your breakfast. So you're not getting that garlic kind of reflux. It's a bulb of garlic. What costs you 50p? And that will give you like a month's worth of supplementation. We know garlic is really potent as an antibacterial, antimicrobial, and antiviral. And it's most potent when it's raw. So yeah, add garlic to your food, but as you cook it, it won't have as strong an effect. So if you're looking to get that more therapeutic effect from garlic, take it raw, take a little bit at a time. You don't need to, I'm not talking about chewing like 7 garlic cloves at once, unless you really like that. Just taking a quarter of a clove, chopping up small, swallowing it with some water, and then eating a meal so that you don't get that garlic kind of burps afterwards because you've got that meal that's going on top of it. Really great thing to do. And like basically like 50p, basically free in terms of the amount that you'd have in a day. And you can just build up. That's an incredible food thing that you can do more of to support your immune system a little bit more. Other foods when it comes to immunity is, during this time, you probably, if you know you have an intolerance to a certain food, this is probably the time that you want to make sure you're avoiding that food. Because if you suspect you're intolerant to wheat or to gluten, that what that means is that your immune system has a bit of a response, a mild response to eating that food. So we don't want to eat lots of that food because that just adds another burden onto the immune system. If you suspect you're intolerant to dairy and you just get quite mucousy and stuffed nasals, now's the time to probably avoid that if you can, because again, that will just be adding another layer of burden onto your immune system. And if we're wanting strong, resilient immune systems, we just want our immune system to be focused on defending our bodies, not dealing with the fact that we ate gluten or dairy or whatever the other food is that you may be intolerant to. So those would be some immune boosting foods. And in terms of supplementation, obviously things like vitamin C are great. So foods that contain vitamin C are things like green leafy veg. Kiwis are actually a better source than oranges necessarily. I really wouldn't, this is not a great time to be eating loads, drinking loads of orange juice. Don't fall into that trap of, oh, fresh orange juice has vitamin C. No, it's really high in sugar and you'll actually kind of negate the benefits of that. So ideally, make some fresh veggie juice with carrots, ginger, lemon, some greens in there. That will have a much higher and fresher vitamin C content. Also, you can supplement with vitamin C. It's a pretty safe supplement to take. So I, in general, in my life, take about 2 to 3 grams of vitamin C a day, which is a lot. I do just feel better with a lot of vitamin C. I think that's partly to do with still some excess oxidative damage that I'm working on in my body. But taking good amounts of vitamin C, and with vitamin C, there is 3 different levels. You can get an amazing vitamin C that would be liposomal. It's more expensive. You can get food-based vitamin C that would maybe come from a Crayola cherry or Camu Camu. That's kind of middle of the range one. And then you get cheap ascorbic acid that you can buy from Boots in the supermarket. Just your cheap vitamin C that you can see everywhere. Ideally, the most expensive one is the best, but being honest, at the moment, I just use the cheap ascorbic acid because I use such a lot of it. It's really effective. There's lots of research around ascorbic acid and there's not a lot of contraindications with other medications or anything like that. So increasing your vitamin C, go out and buy some vitamin C. I know I'm pretty sure most health food shops are selling it. You can get it at supermarkets, but increase your dose of vitamin C. Start small and you can increase to up to 1 gram a day or maybe even 2 grams a day, but just add something. It's really beneficial. Also, another thing that can be really supportive for your immune system is zinc. So again, with zinc, you don't just want to buy the cheap stuff at the supermarket. You probably want to get a decent one. I'll link to an okay one in the show notes so you can have a look at that. So zinc, there's got some decent research around supporting your immune system, but other things that support your immune system, it's kind of everything, if that makes sense. If you are nutrient depleted, that's going to affect your immune system. So making sure you've got enough B vitamins, making sure you've gotten enough antioxidants, fat-soluble vitamins, vitamin D, another huge one. Most of us are vitamin D depleted. So it could be a great time to run a home vitamin D test or go to your GP and ask for a vitamin D check. Again, your GP might be pretty busy and full on. So maybe you'll just, I think it costs like £30 to do a vitamin D test at home. but making sure you are supplementing with vitamin D if you're low. I currently take quite high amounts of vitamin D just because it's that kind of, even before coronavirus, it's just that coldy, flu-y, snotty season. My son is in nursery, so I feel like he's always bringing germs home. So I probably take about 3,000 to 4,000 IUs of vitamin D a day, which is a lot. But I also regularly check my vitamin D, and I know that I have poor vitamin D receptivity. So you have some people need more vitamin D in order for it to absorb. So vitamin D, vitamin C, zinc. Then you've got like things like a good multivitamin might be helpful. If you get a good methylated multivitamin, if you feel like you're low and you're not on any, you know, you've not got any medications that would contraindicate that. Things like garlic, like I mentioned before, echinacea. You've got things like, oh, tons of herbs out there that can help. So if you know a medical herbalist, they probably have an immune boosting tincture. I use one for my son because he goes nursery. Again, I've done this for months and months and months. He has his own little herbal tincture in the morning. Elderberry syrup. I made elderberry syrup before Christmas, again, because we just take that over winter to support our immune system. So there's so much you can do from a food perspective. For the last couple of weeks, I've been making juice every day, a fresh vegetable juice with carrot, cucumber, celery, beetroot, ginger, lemon, just because I've been craving it. Again, this was before coronavirus started up, but I just felt like, oh yeah, I do just want some more nutrients. Smoothies. I'll link to my green smoothie challenge. This could be a great time to do like the green smoothie challenge as a family or make smoothies at home. It could be a fun activity if you're all kind of quarantined and driving each other mad. So those are some immune boosting foods and supplements. And then the fourth thing in terms of how to protect yourself is make time for some fun and creativity. The limits that are going to be placed on us society-wise in terms of quarantine and working and all those kind of things are a good opportunity to get creative and have some fun, whatever that looks like. So I was meant to be going on holiday to Spain this week. That's been cancelled. So we've just been a bit creative, made some other plans to ensure that we have a break and still have some fun. So that might be baking with the kids. That might be starting a meditation practice. Maybe you'll start like at-home Zumba workouts in your house because you're not going to go to the gym, or like, you know, hip-hop dancing classes from YouTube. Maybe you will go into that board game cupboard in your house and suddenly pick up a game of Scrabble, or I don't know. I'm not a big fan of Scrabble. I don't generally think dyslexic people get on that well with Scrabble, but other games, you know, it might be a time that you decide to paint that spare room that you have that you've been meaning to paint for ages. Get creative and do have some fun. Fun, laughter, creativity is so good for your body, so good for your immune system. Whatever the circumstances that you're facing, no matter if I know I'm talking in this episode in a lighthearted way, and my goal is to be encouraging, peaceful, and communicate hope and the options of how we could make this situation work for us. But I do really understand that this could be a devastating time for lots of people in terms of finances, businesses, family, all of those kinds of things. So I'm not making light of the situation, but I am encouraging you to protect yourself by still incorporating and making choices to have fun, to take these new parameters and new boundaries and new limits that are being placed on us, and to get creative with them. Of like, okay, right, my kids aren't in childcare, or I have to work from home and I live by myself and I hate being alone all day. How can I get creative with that? Maybe I can go on FaceTime with another friend working from home and we can just work together and have lunch together virtually. Maybe I can start that dance class virtually. Maybe I'll finally do that Pilates at home, or really embed that yoga practice, or buy a rebounder from Amazon and just bounce, bounce every day, because it's really hard to be sad when you're bouncing on a trampoline or rebounder, just to put that out there. So I hope those have been helpful in terms of how you can protect yourself. And I would encourage you to think, so I've talked about four things. I've talked about our mindset, our thoughts, or how we're feeling. I then talked about daily habits and routines, talked about immune boosting foods and supplements, and then fun and creativity. So out of those four things, think about which one of those areas do you want to focus on for the next week or two. Don't try and implement all of them at once, but which one resonated? Which one were you drawn to most? Which one were you challenged by most? Was it the sleeping part? Was it the fun and creativity part? Was it the meditation and thoughts part? Which one of those resonated and challenged you most? And just work on that. Take one action step. And I'd love to know what that is. You can DM me on Instagram, message me on Facebook. Let me know what small action you're taking. And if you have any questions or any confusions about that, then do let me know. I love to hear from you guys. I create this weekly podcast for you. So I know it sounds cheesy, but I'm here to help you and to serve you. So I hope this episode has been helpful. Now I'm thinking of you. If you have any questions around this, then let me know. But make sure you are intentional about how you are protecting yourself during this time in the fullest, biggest, most real sense of the word. How are you protecting your mind, your mental health, your fun, your immune system, everything, your daily routine and schedule? Have a think about that and take just a small action. You don't have to do everything I talked about. Just do one thing, okay? I know that I'm here for you. I'll be here every week with a new podcast episode. And I even had the idea of maybe doing two episodes a week. If everyone's going into quarantine, then maybe I will increase the episode. We'll see how my time works out, because I know I listen to podcasts loads because I work from home. I'm basically self-quarantined all the time. And I always am listening to podcasts. So anyway, I'm gonna brew on that, sit on that and see. And I'll maybe ask out on social media to see if it would be helpful. Have an amazing day. Take deep breaths. Know that you're not alone in this. We're in this together. This is going to work out in some way or another. It's okay that it's hard. It's okay that it's stressful. But there is going to be even just 1% of goodness that comes out of this somehow, some way, if we look for it. Okay, sending you lots of love. And I'll see you next week for another episode. And if you are at the point where you are fed up of feeling fatigued, you are done with waking up bloated, you are just over the general knackered, exhausted feeling, and you feel ready to do something about your health, you want to see some shifts, you want to wake up feeling energized, you want to beat the bloat, you want to sort out your belly, balance out your hormones, and have the kind of energy that really lasts and helps you to feel really good each and every day, then I'd love to work with you. This is what I do, guys. This is what I do with my online clinic when I work with people. Whatever your health diagnosis or wherever you're at, we work together intensively, privately over 3 months to help you see those amazing shifts that you've probably been trying really hard to achieve on your own and probably gotten not very far, I'm guessing. By working together, my expertise and accountability and all the goodness, we create a personalized program that's going to help you see results. Everything I do is online, so now is a perfect time for it. So if you're interested, the first thing to do is just to book a call with me. Honestly, it's a chill chat, nothing formal, no pitchy salesness, literally just a chat. You and me, head over to keziahall.com, click the work with me button, and then you can book your call. And then I have one space for a new client. So I'm nearly fully booked, but at the moment we could start working with each other within the next couple of weeks. So if that's you, if you are ready to see some shifts and to feel really good and create that healthy life that you've been trying to for a long time and not going anywhere with, then head over to my website, keziahall.com, DM me on Instagram, book your call with me, and I'd love to work with you. Okay. Sending you lots of love. Bye.